Greg. Everybody.
Greg.
Everybody.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the return of the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
And after a long hiatus, I am Greggles.
We had a little Christmas party on Saturday night.
I had a Christmas party to go to on Friday night that you were too cool to show up to.
No, you guys can say that all you want, but I do have a family and a wife and kids, and I'd been out of town for a few days.
Blah-dee-blah-dee-blah-dee-blah.
It was just time to spend some time with the kids.
Excuses.
And the wife.
Excuses.
Where was that? That was in Deep Ellum.
Yeah, it was right a block or two away from my apartment. You know who came to hang out? A one Jose Chavez.
I saw a picture. You sent it to me.
I did.
So at 9:39 on Friday, I sent you a text that says, "You guys taking masked butt selfies at the Infinite Party?" Which it was supposed to say naked. You guys taking naked butt selfies at the Infinite Party? So I got a picture of you, Jose, and the CEO back.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to point out for the record that the Infinite Agency is a marketing, branding, commercial writing, SEO, website making company that is directly to my left.
Mm-hmm.
And about 20 minutes ago, the door over here opened up and you could hear all these clanking bottles. And here in walks Rico with the most booze I've ever seen, walked into an office. And I thought, good Lord, son. And 10 minutes after that, here comes Rico again with another dolly filled with more booze than should ever walk through the doors
now,
of an office.
Here's the thing. What is Rico without the most amount of booze you've ever seen?
Amazing. So is there anything good that went down at that party?
Cards were stolen.
Yeah.
Booze was drunken.
Yeah.
Good times were had.
So you guys didn't take any naked butt selfies?
Why would we?
Because that's what happens at Christmas parties.
Nobody takes naked butt selfies at Christmas parties. What Christmas party have you been to where somebody's taken naked butt selfies? And we're not talking about photocopying your butt.
That's the new thing. There's not a photocopier at a party unless it's here.
So you're going to stand in front of everybody you work with and take a naked butt selfie.
Right.
No, you're not.
That's what's supposed to happen in this day and age.
No, it's not.
You go, hey, everybody, look, I've consumed the most alcohol of anybody. Since I don't have a photocopier, I'm going to take a naked butt selfie. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's not what you're supposed to do. This is coming from somebody who hasn't partied in a long time.
That hurts. What, do you think I'm old?
Yes.
So
you're out of the game.
I'm not that far out of the game.
You've been sent up for assignment. You're playing in the minors now.
Okay.
You've been designated for assignment.
That sucks. Where's my agent?
Sometimes, like, if another player gets hurt, you might get called up to the majors. But it's like, you're not great. You're not great at it anymore. Like, you're a shell of your former baseball self.
I personally don't feel that way, but that's what they say about aging players, is that they don't realize that their quality of play is being diminished by their age.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to admit that my quality of partying has diminished.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it clearly has, let's be honest.
It really has.
So Saturday night, we had our company Christmas party, the Kid Craddock in the Morning company Christmas party, which over the course of the last 4 years that I've worked here have been pretty epic.
Yeah.
And last year, we decided that we wanted to wear boots as a common theme. Well, this year, I've graduated from man room over to this side of the building.
Business side.
To the business side. And I walked in about a week or two ago, and everybody was saying, oh, we're going to wear bow ties. But the vibe in the room indicated to me that, hey, we're just pulling the wool over his face. Let's see if he'll wear a bow tie.
You're too paranoid. Being out of the man room has paranoided you.
It made me very paranoid. And to the point that where I sent Trey a text like, hey, did you get your bow tie yet? Because Trey was talking about getting a bow tie that lights up, and it didn't seem real.
That's a Trey thing. He would actually do that.
Right.
But
then Sonny Joe, his demeanor indicated, oh, yeah, totally. Like, this guy, like, I'm going to wear a bow tie, but I'm going to try to make it seem like
that is the way Sonny Joe talks.
I know. But then Nick, on the other hand, was like, you know, sarcastic Nick. He's like, oh, yeah, dude, totally. We're all wearing bow ties. Ha ha, wink, wink. And so...
This is a paranoid man. You got called up to the majors. You're looking in the major league dugout, and everybody's just being like, yeah, we're going to do this. And you're just like, why are they talking like this?
It made me paranoid at the fact that I was going to be the one to show up in a bow tie, and everybody else is going to be dressed normal.
Can I give you an aside?
Yeah.
Erica had texted me in the day, and I went, hey, you're at Target. Get Greg a bow tie. Mm-hmm. She also thought it was a joke.
Right. Because it didn't make any sense.
I was like, hey, get Greg a bow tie. We're all wearing bow ties.
And so I found myself thinking, all right, where am I going to get a bow tie? I don't know where to go. Mm-hmm. And then it dawned on me, you know what? Go get the bow tie and rock that thing. So when you show up and nobody else is wearing a bow tie, at least I'll look nice. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. And I mean, all the way up to the time that we walked in the door, mm-hmm. We couldn't see any of you guys through the windows, and Erica says, I don't see anybody wearing a bow tie. But lo and behold, we walked in. The first person we see in the party is you, because how could you not see you mm-hmm. in your awesome sweater?
We will get to that in a quick second. Also, I had a call from a one Jose Chavez.
Yes.
At probably noonish.
First time, long time.
He calls me up, and he's like, hey. And I go, hey, dude, how do you tie a bow tie? And I'm like, this isn't going to work via the phone.
Because it's hard enough watching the video on how to tie a bow tie.
Yeah. He had already asked me, where do I get a bow tie? Mm-hmm. This is the day prior. And I was like, just H&M or whatever. You can get a bow tie there. Or Macy's. Mm-hmm. So he then's like, well, how do you tie a bow tie? I'm like, Google it. Like a normal human.
Right.
So then finally he goes, okay, I'll check that out. I'll figure that out. Right on. So how much was your bow tie? And I go, mine's $20. He goes, mine was $85.
And only he would settle for an $85 bow tie.
Well, he went to H&M, mm-hmm. which H&M barely sells anything that's $85 or more. They're very cheap. Mm-hmm. Very cheap stuff.
Yet fashionable.
Fashionable and cheap.
Yeah.
It's a great store. Love you, H&M. He goes in there and finds the one most expensive thing in there, and he brings it up to the counter, and when they bring him up, they're like, $85. He went, so now he's in chicken mode, so he's like, I didn't want to be like, no, I don't want this.
Right,
he's like, I knew it was $85.
You roll in with if you're going to buy a bow tie, mm-hmm. you have to have some sort of swagger,
mm-hmm.
because it's not a bow tie he's wearing with a tuxedo. It's a bow tie he's wearing just with his pimp outfit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you can't walk up and not look like a baller.
Now, afterwards, after I finished getting off the phone with him, I got a little notification on my cell phone that said, you have a package at the front office. I go, perfect.
Okay.
Walk to the front office, tell them my number. They hand me a package, and it was soft. Mm-hmm. So I went, this is wearable.
It's a clothing item.
Didn't know what it was. Rip it open. And lo and behold, it is the perfect thing to wear to the Christmas party. It is a tacky Christmas sweater. Bright red. Has reindeer sewed on the arms. There's snow on it. And it says, blazoned across the front of it, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Did you order it, or did somebody send it to you?
My friend Ben Action Jackson, future president of the United States of America. I've been friends with him for a very long time. We have all exchanged gifts, being a group of my friends have exchanged mm-hmm. gifts for as long as we can remember. And he went, I got you something for Christmas, and you're going to love it. When I walked in, because I had already an outfit picked out that I was going to wear. But now I have completely changed my outfit because this sweater is incredible. So then I went to Macy's to get a ridiculous bow tie. So the bow tie I got was this green stripy bow tie to go with the red sweater. I walked in and I had my jacket buttoned all the way up. And Sonny Joe looked at me and I smiled at him. And then I just started unbuttoning. And he just kind of like was looking at it. And then as soon as I got it, I took the sweater off. I looked back at him and he just heard the classic Sonny Joe.
Oh, man. It was a... It's a classic sweater.
Everywhere, like when I went to the bathroom, people stopped me and they were like, that sweater.
Because you're the only person in the world that could pull that off.
I owned it. I owned that sweater. Kelly Raspberry told me I looked sexy in that sweater.
As we're standing there talking, she looks over and she tells me I look nice. Mm-hmm. And then she turns her attention to Greggles and says, "That's sexy." And I'm like, "That's my boy."
Mm-hmm.
Which left you with a complete dumbfounded look on your face.
I just went, whoa.
Yeah.
Also, this was in front of her date for the evening.
Right.
Not Derek.
Right.
And I was just kind of like, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm looking good.
Yeah, buddy.
So I look pretty dang good.
Yeah. We all look pretty awesome in our bow ties.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I found amazing was that everybody, except for Trey and Rob, because Rob ran out of time,
mm-hmm.
but Trey had on an elastic bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say everybody else had real bow
Sonny
ties.
Joe did not have one.
He had a clip-on?
I don't think it was a clip-on. I think it was the pre-done tie.
Okay.
But, like, it was, I don't think it was a clip-on.
Well, a good portion of us tied our own bow ties.
Mm.
And they were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I had to walk around and take pictures of each bow tie so I could show everybody how awesome.
The video that taught me how to tie a bow tie, the man in it says, the thing about bow ties is they're supposed to look not perfect, and that's what makes them perfect.
They don't always have to look great.
They don't have
to look pristine.
The less perfect they look, the more perfect they look.
You want them to look good, but you don't, like, you want it to be in the shape of the bow, but you don't want it,
you don't
but
want
it doesn't
to
have to be
fake.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You want it to look like you did it.
Yep.
Although he did have the most perfect bow tie on at the Infinite Christmas party.
Oh, well, there's no
doubt.
And
he did kill everybody with his style when he showed up in the nicest suit of all time. It was tailored to him.
Josh,
I wish
I wouldn't expect anything less, though.
I wish I could dress half as nice as this guy.
Yeah, Josh has the style thing down.
Yeah.
I, however, as you mentioned in the earlier in the broadcast, that portion of my life is
you're
past.
You're out of the game.
I'm just, hey, give me my pearl snap and my boots, and I'm fine.
You're the old veteran on the bench chewing the gum. Just
I'm Roger Dorn.
Yeah, not even Dorn. Dorn got to play. Dorn got to play. You're Behringer.
Yeah.
You're Tom Behringer in the second one where his knees are blown
yeah,
out and he can't play anymore.
I'm headed up to the office as a consultant.
They have that rookie in there who has to recite Playboy
yeah.
so that he could catch the ball and throw it yeah. back to Pitcher's Mound.
That's me. Yeah, I give it up.
You're on the bench just chewing away, sitting right next to the coach with your arms crossed.
Talking to the youngsters.
Yeah, talking to the youngsters.
Giving them bad advice.
Because mm-hmm.
I just can't do that in real life anyway. So, all in all, it was a wonderful night. Good times with all of our buddies
mm-hmm.
from here at the Kid Craddock in the Morning Show and the Greg and Greg Show.
I had a great time. We then had the Twilight and Matt confusion.
We went to the Matt because that's where everybody was going.
It was
we
jammed,
got there.
And I wanted out of there.
There was a bajillion people, so we went down to our trusty old watering hole to the Twilight Lounge,
which was also jam-packed.
So that was a wrap on the night, man.
Good times.
All right, sweet. Well, we are way past our time,
mm-hmm.
our allotted time. All right, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow or on Twitter, tweet.GregShow, @GregAndGregShow, and stuff.
That's not an accurate web address.
It is. It's right. It's perfect. It is what it is.
You keep sitting on the bench.
That's what I'm going to do, man. I'm just going to wither away into obscurity. All right, boo.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.